Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of our heaven and earth. You have revealed to the little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even from what he has, will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see.' Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus tells his disciples that they are blessed because they can listen to the voice of God. The other people, Jesus says, they have ear but could not hear. Why? Because their hearts are closed. For the first reading from the book of Jeremiah, God through him is telling the people, through the 40 years of the desert experience, they are transforming themselves more close to the Lord. But unfortunately, when they went into the given land, they lost the faith. That's why Jesus is complaining that the heart of people closed. So he just, through parables, to reveal his truth. But he tells his disciples, "You are blessed because you can see what even the prophets could not see." Today, we are more blessed. We can receive the body and blood of Christ even at the time of Jesus. Not all people have this chance except the disciples. Today, we share this life of Christ, this new life of Christ. Jesus, his life is transforming us. Let us open up ourselves. Let his word sanctify us. Let his body and blood that transform us into his body. It's not easy, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, living the Word of God, receiving the body of Christ, there is the presence of God within us. What can we do? Just talk to the Lord within us. Ask Him His grace that we live moment by moment, love the one next to us. Give her all the light to help, to love, to listen. Nothing else. Simply with the love of Jesus to serve our people, to serve our family members. Thank the Lord, we are in this new age of grace, of His love. Let's bless the Lord.